Cybersecurity is just as important for a nonprofit organization as it is for a public or private organization. Nonprofit organizations often handle sensitive donor data, financial records, and operational information. Without proper safeguards, nonprofits risk data breaches, ransomware attacks, and reputational damage. This video focuses on actionable strategies for data protection for nonprofits. We're going to be covering both physical and digital security measures to help organizations mitigate risks effectively. Understanding the risks that nonprofit organizations face in this area. Well, nonprofits face unique cybersecurity challenges due to their reliance on donor trust and also due to limited resources. Common risks include phishing attacks, where cyber criminals often target nonprofits with phishing emails designed to steal login credentials or financial information. Data breaches is another common risk, where your organization is exposing sensitive donor or beneficiary data that can lead to identity theft and loss of trust. And ransomware threats. Well, with ransomware encrypts critical files, disrupting operations until a ransom is paid. By understanding these risks, phishing, data breaches, and ransomware, nonprofits can prioritize their cybersecurity efforts and protect your valuable data. Now let's talk about physical security measures. Physical security plays a vital role in safeguarding IT infrastructure and sensitive data. Some of the physical security measures most commonly used is plain old access control, where you limit the physical access to servers and workstations by either implementing keycard systems or some type of biometric authentication. Basically, just anybody cannot have access to servers and workstations. You're ensuring that only authorized personnel can access critical areas. Another physical security measure is secure workspaces. Lock filing cabinets and safes that contain sensitive documents and restrict access to areas where confidential discussions occur. And finally, another physical security measure is device management. Ensuring that your employees' laptops, tablets, and mobile devices are tracked and secured with encryption software. These measures minimize the risk of unauthorized access to your physical assets and sensitive information. Now let's move to digital security strategies. Digital security is equally important for protecting nonprofit operations. Number one, data governance. With data governance, you are going to establish clear policies for collecting, storing, and accessing data. Regularly audit your systems to ensure compliance with best practices. And encrypt sensitive files to protect them from unauthorized access during transmission or storage. Number two, technical defenses. Your organization should, if not already, implement firewalls and antivirus software to prevent malware attacks. Regularly update systems, and it's important to apply patches to close vulnerabilities that hackers might exploit. Number three, backup systems. Schedule automated backups of critical files to secure locations or cloud services. Then test the recovery processes regularly to ensure that the data can be restored quickly in case of an incident. Number four, employee training. We must educate staff on recognizing phishing attempts, educate staff on using strong passwords, and educate staff on reporting suspicious activity immediately. Conduct regular training sessions tailored to your organization's specific risks. Compliance with data privacy laws. Nonprofits must comply with regulations like the GDPR, which stands for General Data Protection Regulation, and also the CCPA, if applicable. It's the California Consumer Privacy Act. And these regulations must be complied with when handling donor data. As far as GDPR compliance is concerned, you must obtain explicit consent before collecting personal data from donors. Provide individuals with the right to access or delete their information upon request. With CCPA compliance, notify California residents about how their data is collected, stored, and used while offering opt-out options for data sharing. So by adhering to these laws, nonprofits build trust with donors while avoiding fines or legal issues. Lessons learned from cyber incidents. Well, there was an organization in Tarrant County. I think it's United Way of Tarrant County. They had a cyber attack in 2019. They experienced a ransomware attack that disrupted operations for weeks. Key lessons from that incident include ensuring that backups are accessible during emergencies. It's one thing to have a backup, but can you access those backups when there is an emergency? A second key lesson in that incident is having an incident response plan. Organizations must develop clear protocols for handling cyber incidents. And the third key lesson in this incident is staff awareness. Reinforce the importance of vigilance against phishing attempts. This case underscores the importance of proactive cybersecurity measures tailored to your nonprofit needs. So, the role of financial management in cybersecurity. there is a role of financial management as it pertains to this area. Effective cybersecurity requires proper financial planning and resource allocation. Nonprofits should budget for security, allocate specific funds for cybersecurity tools, training, and maybe even potential consultants. So you should have a budget. Risk assessment. Nonprofits should conduct financial impact analysis to understand the potential costs of a data breach. And nonprofits should evaluate cyber insurance options to mitigate the financial losses from security incidents. Recent data shows nonprofits that allocate at least 5% of their IT budget to security measures experience significant fewer breaches. This investment typically pays for itself by preventing costly incidents and maintaining the trust of your donors. So how do we integrate security with donor management? So your donor management system contains some of your most sensitive data. So to enhance protection, secure them, secure your CRM systems, implement access controls for these databases. For payment processing, you should use PCI compliant payment processors for all donations. Data minimization, only collect and retain essential donor information, no more than you need. And retention policies, establish clear timelines for how long different types of donor data should be kept. Remember that donors entrust you with their personal and financial information. Protecting this data is not just a technical requirement, but it is an ethical obligation demonstrating your commitment to your supporters. Create a culture of security. Technical solutions alone cannot protect your nonprofit. Building a security-conscious culture requires leadership's commitment. Security initiatives must be visibly supported by executive leadership. This culture of security needs to have regular communication, which means you're sharing security updates and reminders through multiple delivery channels in your organization. In your culture of security, you could also include recognition programs by acknowledging staff members who identify and report potential security issues. And finally, inclusive planning. Involve representatives from different departments in security planning. So when security becomes everybody's responsibility rather than just an IT issue, your nonprofit develops a much stronger defense against potential threats. Some final considerations. Once again, budgeting for cybersecurity. Allocate resources for essential tools like antivirus software, firewalls, and employee training programs. If internal expertise is limited, consider hiring IT consultants or cybersecurity professionals. Another consideration is third-party risk management. Evaluate the security practices of vendors providing services to you, such as cloud storage or payment processing. Ensure that the contracts you have with them include clauses requiring adherence to strict cybersecurity standards. Another additional consideration is cyber insurance. Invest in cyber insurance policies covering financial losses from cyber attacks or data breaches. Our team of accountants in our organization specializes in nonprofit financial management, and we can help your organization even in this space, not just accounting and financial management, but in this space. We collaborate with other organizations, and this is a top priority for Temple Management Consulting. Don't let financial constraints compromise your nonprofit's security posture. If you would like additional information about any services that we can help you with, please contact us at info@templemanagement.cpa, which is our email, or www.tmc.cpa. Our team will help you develop a financially sustainable approach to cybersecurity that protects your organization's data, reputation, and mission.